Hi, this is Jennifer Jones, and I'm here with Shelley Hyden at the SASCON conference, and we're going to be talking about Plateau. Shelley is an executive with Plateau, so welcome to the podcast, Shelley Hyden.
Thank you.
So what is Plateau exactly?
Plateau is a software and services company focused on providing solutions in the talent management space. We were founded in 1996 and have been providing solutions in that space since 96.
Great. So what have you been really doing with the software as a services, and how have you gotten involved with Verizon using software as a service?
Okay. I would say historically our heritage has been delivering solutions to large enterprise organizations behind the firewall or on-premise. And more recently, as we've expanded into new markets, both with additional offerings, new delivery models, and into the mid-market, we partnered with Verizon to enable us to deliver a SaaS solution, which is an on-demand delivery model for our software.
And what benefit have you really seen by partnering with Verizon?
Verizon has allowed us to enter the market without a large capital investment in data center and hardware. So we were able to quickly move our solutions into a SaaS delivery model. And with a partner like Verizon, who also enabled us to deliver that globally, because we do have offices in Europe as well as Asia Pacific. So partnering with Verizon allowed us to deliver that new model globally.
What benefit have you really seen from the global implementation?
The benefit to us has been really the ability to enter the mid-market with a right-priced solution and a delivery model that the mid-market is looking for, as well as we recently brought to market a new solution that we branded as iContent, which is a solution that allows companies and consumers to procure, manage, deploy custom and off-the-shelf e-learning content. So that type of solution is very bandwidth intensive, and by partnering with Verizon and Akamai, we're able to bring that to market very quickly and cost effectively, and it's a differentiator for us. There's no other solution like that on the market today.
So when you refer to mid-market, how are you kind of describing mid-market as it relates to obviously the businesses that you're targeting?
Yep, we look at mid-market as anywhere from really 10,000 employees and below. So probably 500 to 10,000 employees is a very large segment of the mid-market for us, but that's where we focus.
Can you give me some idea of the cost of the normal implementation? I realize that's kind of tough, just given the fact that nothing's sort of normal, but just sort of a ballpark.
Talking in terms of percentages is a better way to look at it. If you look at the traditional model of buying software and services was a perpetual license deployed on-premise, and with a big implementation, so 1x, 2x the cost of the software on the implementation side as well. So big upfront investment for customers. And in the SaaS model, it's, even we've seen, some customers looking at a pay-as-you-go model. But in any event, it's a streamlined delivery model. It's a subscription-based solution. So they're not making a big upfront investment in software and services. So, it's a lower cost investment for them overall and a quicker time to market in terms of having a solution available for them.
What really is the benefit of SaaS to the end user?
Our SaaS delivery model for the end user allows them to, at any time, log into a portal, buy content, take training, manage it, track it, and it's available immediately for them. So there's no long delay. It's even enabled for e-commerce. So if there's, content that they want to purchase from the catalog, they can go do it immediately at, from one single location.
That's great. So what about growth of your company? I know you've had incredible growth and everyone's hearing about Plateau. So give the podcaster listeners a sense of how growth you're growing.
Well, I would say as it relates to SaaS, we look at today when we RFPs come in, I would say 99% of those RFPs are looking for an option for SaaS. So having the ability to deliver the SaaS model really supports our ability to grow tremendously, both in the U.S. and in Europe and Asia Pacific. So it just enables us to have additional delivery models that we didn't have in the past and support what the market is looking for now.
So what if people didn't implement SaaS? What would you say if people are listening to this podcast and they say, oh, that's too expensive, I don't want to change? How would you really structure a conversation and say, hey, no, you've got to go there because of these reasons?
Well, I would say, I think what people look at beyond just the cost, I think, is the ability to have a solution available quickly. So they're maximizing their investment up front. You know, in the traditional model, we looked at, you know, minimally a 6-month implementation. So they purchased the license and they weren't even getting any benefit for about 6 months. So in this solution, in 30 days, they're up and running. So it's really, I think, about, you know, speed and the ability to maximize their investment early on.
From your perspective as an executive with Plateau, what do you think is kind of what's coming up?
Well, I think, you know, for us in the space that we're delivering solutions in, we deliver solutions that help employees, right? And so in the broader umbrella of talent management, that's employee performance and compensation management and learning management, career and succession planning, all those things around employee processes. And as companies continue to go global, which I think is a big theme right now, this solution enables them to really have something that is agile and flexible and, you know, available to meet their needs. And you know, the addition of the iContent solution on top of the talent management software, I think, is very complementary and just expands, you know, the ability to very quickly derive value from a solution.
So you talked a little bit in the podcast earlier about iContent. Can you kind of extrapolate on that a little bit in terms of the benefit of iContent and what it really applies to the various customers that you're looking at?
Sure. So if you think about e-learning content, it's, you know, for most organizations, their e-learning content is all over the place. It's third-party providers, it's custom e-learning content, it's hosted by other people. So the ability to have that centrally located and managed and deployed and integrated so that people can actually track that their employees are compliant with their training is a big value to companies. You know, the other piece of it is for small organizations who don't want to make a big investment in infrastructure or technology, you know, it's a very simple place for them to go to, you know, one single portal and procure content and be able to deliver it out to their employees.
Great. So where can people go to learn more about all of this? What's your website or just some direction for them?
Sure. They can go to www.plateau.com/iContent, and there's an iContent portal. Soon there will be a try and buy option, so if they want to evaluate iContent before they buy, they'll all be able to do that from the portal site.
Great. Well, I've been talking to Shelley Hayden, who's Executive Vice President of Plateau, and we're here at SaskCon, and thank you very much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you. Thank you.